Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack. And today, unfortunately, Rick could not join us today, but that is all right. He is taking care of some family matters, spending time with family, being with them and everything like that. And not that I'm going to blame him, because that is something that I will 100% get behind, because that's exactly why we didn't live stream for quite a while, and why there hadn't been a couple of pre-shows for the last couple of months. If you want to hear some of the conversation, or rather some of what I've been talking about, the animes that I'm really excited about that I've watched, and I suggest you all check out, go ahead and check out our Patreon for that wonderful pre-show. If you go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast, $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. Also, if you want to come join us, hang out with me live when I do live stream, Rick will be here, should be back most of the time anyways, and get a ping for it. We are live on twitch.tv/featuredanimepodcast. And if you want to get a little ping from me, from yours truly, for when we go live, join our Discord. Information for you is going to be in the show notes. You can also go to our website, featuredanimepodcast.com. All the information and all the links and everything else is available to you on that website. Also, if you want to help support us, help us grow through other means, and also get some nice, tasty, delicious treats in your stomach at the exact same time, while trying to help us grow, you can do your Tokyo treat. We do have an affiliate link and coupon code Featured Anime. If you use coupon code Featured Anime at checkout for Tokyo treat with our affiliate link, you save $5 off that very first box. It does help support us, does help us grow. And right now, don't forget, it is Sakura Matsuri Snack Fest going on right now for Tokyo treat. And trust me, the treats in there are oh so delicious. I could not sing the praises of them enough. I do love them, as well as the Sakura cream cake, because that is delicious as all hell. Now, on to the meat and bro-tatoes. Starship Troopers is a 6-episode OVA that aired from October 1988 all the way through December 1988. Producers for it are Movic and Bandai Visuals. Studio for it is Sunrise. It's based off of a book that's actually from the 50s. And its genres are action, sci-fi, mecha, and military. And each episode runs roughly 25 minutes long. Now, if you've seen the anime, the movie, do not conflate the movie with the anime Starship Troopers, because they are both vastly different. I cannot stress that enough. If you go into this anime, go into Starship Troopers with the idea, the mentality that this will be like the movie, you will be vastly disappointed. Now, they did change things in the anime, change things in the movie. However, one of the coolest aspects that the anime got right, that the movie did not get right, is the fact that they have mecha suits, right? They all wear these mecha suits, and it's talked about in the book. They could have done it in the live action movie, but they didn't. But I'll talk about that later on. I'll worry about the live action movie later on. It is not something I'm going to worry too much about. The Starship Troopers, it follows Johnny Rico, a high school student from New Buenos Aires, who doesn't know what he wants to really kind of do with his life or his future. And he's trying to figure everything out, when his friends, Carl and his love interest, to the person who he cares about, Carmen, they want to join the military. So he decides he also wants to enlist and join the military. They go off and do separate things. And aside from what he does, like Carmen, she joins the Naval Flight Academy. Carl, he goes off and does whatever he's going to be doing. They don't really dive into it in the anime too much, but they're basically fighting these bug-like monsters that are attacking them and basically attacking Earth. We don't see them too much. Now, I didn't care too much about how the anime portrayed these bugs. I did not like how the anime portrayed the bugs in the anime, simply because it didn't mesh well. But I can also understand why they went that route, because it's more of a insecty, alien-esque type thing, right? You're not going to exactly think of a giant pincher bug or something like that when you think bugs. However, at the exact same time, I feel like the anime went with more of a shape-shifting blob that doesn't move too much, shoots lasers, and has long tentacles, and they were all unique, or not unique, but they were all the same, versus, you know, having different types of bugs with each one of their own particular viewpoint and how they roll and everything like that. Like I feel like they missed out on something there for the anime, but I do love that they incorporated the mech portion of it. That is something that I'm really, really happy about. I will tell you this though, if you're looking for great animation, if you're looking for something that really kind of blows your mind and knocks your socks off in terms of animation style, this is not for you. Like, the animation for this is actually, I feel like, is pretty bad on the most part. And that's putting it nicely. That's putting it lightly. If you really want to dive into it, the facial animation, how they draw some of the characters, just really doesn't jive well with me. I did not like it. Some of the dialogue and interactions in between it really didn't flow that well. With it being six episodes long, each episode basically was named after a character. They spent, I want to say, almost five episodes. Actually, probably all six. Five episodes of them just on training, right? And that is all they're doing. They're showing you Johnny training. They're showing him interacting with other people, and it still has to do with training. And everything going on with it is training, which is really depressing, because you're like, cool, you know, he's going through training. It's going to be like a quick training montage type thing, and he's going to move on. Instead, they're doing a lot of building, a lot of backup story, a lot of, you know, build up for it, and it just builds and builds and builds and builds and builds, and then you get to episode six and you're let down, and you're sad because they do let you down. They let you down hard. I was like, why would you build it up like that so much, so hard, so fast, just to let me down? And by that, I mean, you get an episode of him actually not being in training. And he flounders most of it. He ends up disappearing most of it. And that's about it. I mean, it's sad. It's sad is what it is. I don't know. I think that they really fell short. I feel like they missed out on a lot, and they could have done so much. They could have done it better. And I understand, like, they were trying to stay true to it, right? But at the exact same time, I just feel like they really kind of botched it. Especially with the character animations and how they look and the corny lines and the horrible animation for it with poor dry dialogue. I mean, it did not work out well. It actually floundered really, really hard for it. And I just wish that they did it better, right? I wish that they did more than what they did, and we got gypped on it. It's what we ended up doing. Now, you do have kind of a different build up, a different story for it, right? How his parents interact or how they move forward with it is also vastly different. So I do like the contrast for it, like how his parents are, but also at the exact same time, it's like, dude's 18, dude's an adult. Like, he graduated high school. He do whatever the heck he wants. I don't know why you're trying to still. And I understand. It's like, his dad's like, hey, look, if you really want to do this, do it. But I really think you shouldn't do it. This is what his dad is. And his mom is pissed all out. Now, I understand she's worried about him. They're worried about him. But at the exact same time, being upset and angry at him and go, you know, being all kinds of angry and upset over it is not the way to go. I mean, like, be supportive of the guy. Jeez Louise. Like, come on. Now for the, in comparison to the movie, I know I keep comparing it to the movie, and it's because it's going to be the easiest comparison to it, right? The movie is very lighthearted, very, very satire-y. It's like, all right, guys, come on. It's like, really got ads. Like, would you like to learn more in the movie? And it's like kind of fun and witty most of the time and everything like that. This was very dry. I mean, honestly, I had a hard time getting through the six episodes. I fell asleep several times while actually trying to watch them. It was really hard for me to actually get through it. I don't even know why. I don't even know why it was so hard for me to get through it. It was not, you know, it just, the story was just like conflict in it. I understand why they bring it up. I understand, but they referenced or talked about or showed so much more going on outside of what even the characters named in the episode were. Like, the first episode is called Johnny, and it's talks about him and follows him, but then the next episode is not about Johnny, it's about someone else, and they talk a little bit about him, but they don't go into much detail. They don't do too much with him. They don't follow, you don't follow him too much. You don't have all this wonderful information for him, and you're like, oh, cool, you know, whatever. He's going into training. You're going to learn all this stuff. And they don't. They make a lot of references to stuff, or they show other information about stuff, or they kind of help try and build up the information for it, but they never give you anything. They just like wet your beak, and they're like, all right, we're done. I don't know. I feel like how they did the anime, how they did this was just bad. And then when you think of the mechas, you think more of like cool or awesome or Gundam or something along the lines for mecha, for body armor suits or anything like that. I mean, like, they do kind of look like Gundams, but poorly drawn. And I wish they did more with it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I was went into this expecting. I did not go into this expecting to see a bunch of great stuff. However, I expected it to kind of make some kind of sense. Instead, we get a bunch of wishy-washy characters. We get one guy that doesn't know what he wants to do, what he does want to do. We get something that kind of wants to be bugs, but not exactly bugs. I'll say this. The music in there, they have some good soundtrack in there where it made sense. Other than that, it didn't really make too much sense for it. I don't know. I mean, I just wish that they did more with it, right? Like, they spent so much time on training rather than on him going and fighting the bugs. And when you finally get to the point where he's fighting the bugs, you're just disappointed. You're just sad. And it doesn't make sense. And he's sitting there trying to be and hang out with and talk to his girl. And I don't know. It didn't work out too well. I feel like they floundered it. I wouldn't even watch this again. I wouldn't even recommend it. I wouldn't even do anything. I would ignore this anime altogether. I would ignore it 100%. That's exactly what I would do. I would just ignore this 100%. So that's me. That's what I would do. I would ignore Starship Troopers anime 100%. I don't have too much I can honestly talk about this for. I mean, like, this anime was just really bad. Just, it was not good. It was just really, really bad. I don't have a lot of positivity I can say on it. I don't have a lot of positivity I can say on this at all. I am struggling. That's how bad it is. Right. And I know that there's people that loved it. I know that there's people that loved it. Right. But when you have people that are drawn that look so weird, creepy, or just crudely, poorly drawn, I can't help but just not like it, you know? It's just not good. All right. So on a scale of up to 10, how would I rate this? Well, I'd rate this a 3. honestly, all honesty, I'd rate it a 3. So, not lower than a 3, not higher than a 3, that's for sure, but just 3. The reason why I would just rate it as a 3 is because, I mean, like, of all the other, all the reasons that I talked about, I mean, like, it just was not that great of an anime. It was actually really, really poor. It was poorly done. It was crudely done. I would not, recommend this to anyone at all, whatsoever, for any reason at all. All right. Next week's choice. What shall we watch? Saving 80,000 gold for another world and another world for my retirement. Recommended by Old Man Jeb Needs Retirement. So, yes, we will be watching Saving 80,000 Gold in Another World for My Retirement. Well, that's all the time that I have for today. Thanks for hanging out and relaxing with me and hearing my wonderful thoughts on Starship Troopers, the horrible anime. If you feel like I got something right, something wrong, did it too much justice, not sure how I did that, not enough justice or anything like that, feel free to let me know. You can reach out to us. All the contact information, is available to you in the show notes. Or you could also go to our website, featuredanimepodcast.com. If you want to buy yourself some swanky swag, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. Also, don't forget, you can also support us by going to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will help support us, help us grow, help us continue to produce great content for you. And if you want to help support us through other means, don't forget about Sakura Matsuri Snack Fest going on right now. If you want to jump in on that train, you can do so. Affiliate link for you is in the show notes. And if you use coupon code featured anime, you will save $5 off that first box, and it helps support us and helps us grow. And until next time, I'm Jack, and we'll see you later.